Welcome to another episode of the Petty Wednesday podcast. Today we have Vanessa and Khalif here, and we're going to talk about overrated artists because we were doing some side combos and they have a lot of opinions on overrated artists. So we'll let them talk the mic and go from there. Gotta put it closer. So who's an overrated artist in you guys' opinion?
Somebody that's really overrated would be Beyonce.
I really disagree with Beyonce being overrated, but you know, I just need to understand why. Like, everyone likes Beyonce.
I feel like when you get to a certain level of stardom, people have this huge fan base and they reach these expectations for their fans to follow in their every step. And I don't believe necessarily that if Beyonce was to jump off a cliff, I'd go following with her.
So that's so funny because people really probably would follow her off the cliff though. So,
my niece would follow her.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saving her life. She keep following Beyonce.
So Beyonce is overrated. So who's the singer that you feel like is better than Beyonce? Who's better than her?
Somebody I wouldn't say is better, but is like more underrated and should be like more, you know, appreciated in with their music and everything would be probably either Kehlani, anywhere from Kehlani to Jhené Aiko to SZA.
Yeah, I never downloaded Kehlani album. I did download SZA album, but I didn't play it again. So, I don't know. Do you think it depends on, I guess, the type of music you listen to, or do people just cling to Beyonce because she's Beyonce?
I think it really just depends on the person.
Okay.
Like, if you as a person like one set of music, like, okay, yeah. So let's say my brother, he likes rap. And I like more laid-back, chill music, chill vibes. I would listen to Kehlani and Jhené Aiko. If he likes rap, he would listen to Jay-Z and Beyonce because they have more rap music and they produce more of that kind of music.
Okay. All right. What's your thought, sir?
I don't know.
You agree that Beyonce is overrated?
Yeah. She's, yeah. Just, like, the go-to.
Okay.
And there's not much like thought process that goes into her music. It's just noise to me.
Just
noise.
It
doesn't get me. Her sister, however, she puts more thought and development into her music and takes her time with it. It makes me think. It has a message. So that's the kind of music that I go for.
Okay, so you not learning nothing from Beyonce hits. Let me see what Beyonce got. What's recent that she has? She had what's that song? Ring the Alarm. A lot that came out in college. A lot of people related to that, but y'all probably was too young. But
it was catchy, but it didn't make me think about anything. It didn't make me reflect.
It was catchy, but nothing too mage.
No.
Okay, so we have some non Beyonce believers here. So who else is overrated?
Sierra. She's starting to become really overrated. After Level Up came out, I was just like, yeah, what is she doing with her career? Like, that song was just...
I don't know.
Sierra...
retired.
I think more of her clout is just coming from her husband being a football player.
Yeah, because what was going on before then?
I mean...
Okay.
But, like, I appreciate him as a football player, but I think most of her clout, like... Okay, she is Sierra, and she came out before she was with him, so nobody worried about that. But then it's like she got with him and that's when she really started producing music again. Like, if you realize, she took a break for a while.
A long time, right.
And then came back. Like, as soon as they announced that they got married, she came back and started dropping music. Level Up came out and it was kind of like, what are you doing with your career? Like, that song is stupid. Like, what is the meaning behind it? The video is hella sexual. Don't get me wrong. But the song itself is just like...
Trash.
Basically.
Okay.
I think that was more for the community, though, because she did it with dancing girls.
That's what's selling. Stupid music and sex appeal.
What else is a stupid song you like?
What's a stupid song?
It's so many, huh?
Damn.
I think this song came out, 2015, Gangnam Style. Remember that song?
Who created
it? It was catchy, but it was...
That song was retarded. Some Chinese guy or Asian guy. It was there for like a year, and then it like went away. Then he came out with another song called What Does the Fox Say? I'm not gonna lie, in middle school, that was my song, but like now...
Nan is not your song. Okay, so y'all had to name like a top five of people who just overrated. I'm sure Beyonce is number one. So who's the next four that's overrated?
Mm, Beyonce, Nicki,
What made, okay, I have to stop right there. So what made Nicki Minaj overrated? Like, she's been holding it down for, like, years. Like, ain't nobody else rapping? You don't agree?
I think after a while, it just started to sound like nonsense. See, and then when she came out with Barbie's Dream, I was like, okay, she's coming back.
She lost me and her fan base when she came out trying to call herself the queen of rap when Lil' Kim is still alive and breathing. Like, what? How
you agree with this, Steph?
How can you just...
they lie because they logic. It's a logical answer. Like you said, do people just cling to Beyonce? And it's no. It's actually the other way around. Beyonce clings to people. Like, you can't... Once you hit a certain, it's advertisement. Like I was saying, like, it's advertisement. Beyonce is in bed with Pepsi. Beyonce is in bed with all these corporations. She's in bed with Netflix. You see it. Right. You see it. So it's like Beyonce, they don't let it ride. They don't let the music just organically ride and people feel it. It's like they tell you it's coming out. They tell you how you should feel about it. And anytime you don't feel that way about it, you condemn by her beehive or whatever it may be. Like he said, there's no thought process in it. Like, Beyonce don't make you think. Not even, she only, it's not, there's no thought process to even listen to it. It's just an action. It's like, okay. It's like, yo, Beyonce is dropping. It's like, oh, Beyonce's dropping.
Yeah, Beyonce's dropping.
Yeah. But you're not, you wasn't anticipating it. Right. You wasn't asking yourself when she wasn't around, damn, where is that Beyonce? It's an action. Like, Beyonce is it's not a feeling, it's an action these days.
Yeah.
And it's not just Beyonce, it's everybody who's in that top tier or have something to satisfy.
So yeah, then they would be her marketing strategy is just
not her marketing strategy.
What would you call
it? She chosen. I'm pretty sure somebody would have a dope marketing strategy to give the Pepsi and say, hey, yo, Pepsi, I drink a lot of Pepsi. Here go my marketing strategy. It's dope as hell, crazy. Y'all should fuck with me. And they gonna say, nah. We gonna like Beyonce because of what she did. How people already, it's easy for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, corporations. Like, corporations is not trying to think. Corporations don't come up with processes to think. Yeah. They look at what's already there and they capitalize off of it. Like Will said this a long time ago. He's like, corporations don't know how to make $1 million. They know how to manifest it. But the idea that sparks, like, hunger sparks money. Like, poverty sparks money and innovation. Like, uncomfort sparks innovation. Like, you cannot be sitting in the house on the hill with everything you could possibly need and be innovative. Like, where is your inspiration coming from? You feel what I'm saying? Like, so that's what
crazy.
It is. That's what it is to me. That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
I understand. Okay. So we have Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. Who else do we have next?
It pains me to say this. Like, pains it really me. Does. Like, it really truly hurts me to my core to say this. Because, like, I'm deeply in love with her. Cardi B.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think about it, though. Like, to me, when her music drops, I'm like, all right, this is a song. But where is the video? Because Cardi used to be a stripper, so of course you're gonna look forward to her videos. Mm-hmm. So when her video dropped for what was it, Twerk with the City Girls, I was all in that video, but
yeah,
I wasn't paying no attention to the song.
Right. So what's your views on her winning like Songwriter of the Year, but then it's like she don't write her own music? Like, how does that? What's your views on it? I was like a little concerned, but I guess
the credit isn't going to the right person though.
Yeah.
But I think some of it should be excused though. When Cardi used to be a stripper, right? But okay. her language barrier is still there. Like, she doesn't speak complete proper English. If you ever listen to her talk in an interview, okay, she'll still pronounce some words as if they are with a slight Spanish accent, or she'll say it in Spanish because she can't say it in English. Her language barrier is still there.
Mm,
plus, she dropped out of school and then became a stripper, so.
No, she rapper. You still don't like it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Why? You not a fan of Cardi?
I am.
But you don't think that she's overrated? You think that she chill?
I don't think she should have got credit for that. Maybe like
I don't. Yeah, I disagree.
Like, I don't know, but
yeah, not Songwriter of the Year.
She didn't write it.
Yeah, I must. She. I mean,
but
yeah, she's
the performer gets more credit than the writer themselves. Anyways, they get like overshadowed.
Yeah.
Solange wrote some of Beyonce's music. People pay attention to Beyonce. Solange is just on the sidelines.
So Solange is she had a fame.
That's kind of like having a celebrity in the business. Like, everybody know about Miley Cyrus because of Hannah Montana when she was younger.
Right.
But nobody knew that she had a little sister and a brother.
Right, okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Or I think Shawn Mendes has a brother, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes. Yeah, nobody knows that.
I died when he came to Philly, I swear. Yeah.
Shawn Mendes.
I think people care more about the face than the music.
Yeah, like
switch up songs and have Solange do some of Beyonce's songs before
Beyoncé. Would you think you get the same, like, tune, same listen, if it's line song?
I think people just listen to Beyoncé because she's Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Well, like, she appeals to every fan base, too. Like, remember how she
That's what I'm
like,
saying. The country, everybody.
The Country Music Awards. Right. A lot of people had a problem with that because she's not a country singer. But she appealed to their fan base.
I don't know. I just feel like she's the easy go-to. Like, Beyoncé. Beyoncé all the time. Like, that's who people are comfortable with. They go to Beyoncé.
I mean, but even with that situation, when she performed at the Country Music Awards and then Billy Ray Cyrus came out with a song this year with the boy Lil Nas... The horses in the back. Everybody listens to that.
Right. All the kids like that. All the audience like that. So that's good. Okay, so we got Beyonce, Nicki, Cardi. Who else?
Migos.
I hear.
They don't really rap. They just kind of say pronouns.
But then they said, Migos said that the other day that everybody still, like, you know, sound like them. You agree with that?
Yeah, average mumble rapper.
Hey, you don't listen to Migos? Good job.
You have not listened to most rap because there's no lyrics in it. They're not saying anything. It's auto-tune. They're mumbling. What are you saying?
Do you have a favorite rapper?
Just Big Sean.
Okay. Yeah.
And just a few of his songs.
Just a
like,
few.
Like, One Man Can Change the World. Like that.
That's a real message. Yeah. Like, if you really listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay, check you out. Okay. All right, and Migos. Okay, so who's the last on our list for overrated? Drake makes the list. So let's recap our list here. So we have Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, we have Migos,
Cardi,
and then we have Drake. Mm-hmm. So what makes Drake overrated? He's like the male Beyonce.
Exactly. Yeah, like, just, that in itself should speak for itself. But to put some meaning behind it, it would be like Drake is kind of like every girl's fantasy, I guess, and what every light-skinned guy wants to be like.
Oh, yeah, well. Like, we have no light-skinned people in the building today, so, you know.
No love for the light-skinned.
Yeah, no love for the light-skinned.
But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, he's just... His music used to be good, like, when he came out with Marvin's Room.
Okay,
that,
I did like that.
Those songs were good, but then when he started coming out with music to, like... I guess everything is about your fan base, because you come out with it to please your fan base.
Yeah.
But it's, like... The songs he's coming out with are stupid. Again, going back to the Sierra thing with Level Up, it's retarded. Like, what are you but talking
Tom Craig
about?
Up. What do you think?
Then it's these girls at his concert screaming.
These artists are, damn, brain fart. They're adapting to people just wanting to have fun and not really take time out to think. Like, I told her that.
Yeah.
I was like, stop and think about what you're singing. It doesn't make sense. And she got upset with me.
What she
and
saying?
I was like...
What was I singing?
I don't remember. It was like some rapper mumbling some nonsense. And you was like, I like this. And I was like, what are they saying? And you got mad at me because you couldn't tell me what they were saying.
Again, sometimes it's because, like, you ever listen to a song that you really, really like and then find yourself pulling up the lyrics one day?
Right.
You actually go through and you read it and you're just like, what is this? Like,
yo, that's how I feel when I listen to Future. Like,
T-shirt by Migos.
Trash.
I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
He literally said chicken teriyaki, and I was like, what? And I was just like, I'm done with this song.
I'm cracking up. Y'all are funny. So I want everybody to know, again, that we have some overrated artists. Y'all want to say who y'all favorite artist is? But we got Big Sean. You got favorite artists?
My favorite artist is Kehlani.
Oh, do you listen to Kehlani?
I just know a bunch of people who know her. Like I said, I spent the last 3 years.
Yeah, she from there?
Oh, yeah,
I know nothing about her.
She be around. Like, I see, like, her taking pictures. Like, when she in town, I see her taking pictures with the people that I know.
Oh.
That's how Oakland is. Like, Marshawn be outside all the time, outside the Beast Mode store.
Isn't Charlie Gambino from Oakland?
Is he from?
He made a song about it.
He definitely has a song called.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's from
Oakland. You listen to him too?
Childish Gambino is from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
I listen to Childish Gambino. I dig this conversation a lot, and I'm a music person, but I agree with a lot of what y'all saying, and I think, like, when you saying, you like, when, I think a famous line or a frequent line that you hear music listeners say is, I like such and such as old stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think it's because when you first starting out, it's you. Mm-hmm. It's you, the small team that you have,
yeah.
and that music that you're making, those lyrics you're writing, that's really real, it's really close to home, it's probably depicting your situation at the time, you know what I mean? And then once the industry, once the powers that be, once the machine, as they like to call it in music, mm-hmm. once the machine sees that you have, that you can on your own garner a fan base, garner a following, and not only that, create music, create high quality music, they then step in. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, we seen you got yourself to this point, now we're going, it's almost like they come in and they take over. You know what I'm saying? And when you have an industry like the music industry, and it's involved in a, as a whole in the bigger entertainment industry, which is involved as in a bigger whole as the capitalistic industry, which is just pushing dollars and cents, you realize all of these people are in bed, and they in bed with people, and shit gotta get done.
Right.
And they need you to do it. Music is the gateway to the soul. It's the easiest, most simplest way to get a message across to people without them thinking, or most times without them even knowing a message is being put across on them. You can put anything in music. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's no surprise that your list is Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Cardi, the Migos, and Drake. Those are all people who have proven that they can garner a big a crowd by themselves in the beginning of their career, mm-hmm. and they're willing to play this game and satisfy the music. Think about how much stuff, as far as from clothing to drinks to anything, to product, period, how much stuff have you been put onto by music? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before, when I was a young boy, it was commercials. And your mom, mama want that, it's on a commercial. Mama want that on a commercial. Now the commercial is the music. Like, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast the other day, and I think they just uncovered that a stream is literally 30 seconds.
So that's wow.
So you wonder why the projects is getting shorter. You wonder why the songs are a minute and a half. Because if I'm only getting credit for 30 seconds of it, then what is the point of me putting my all in the music? Mm-hmm. I'm going to, and like they were saying, the example that they used was Nicki Minaj. I heard that she dropped a new album or a new song called Megatron.
Right.
She got a new video, and she also has a new Moscato. But she gets more money off, she garners more money off of the Moscato than she does off of music. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, if you a smart business person, you're going to say, F music, I'm going to make this song.
Right.
I'm going to put my Moscato in the song. I'm going to rap about Moscato. I'm going to drill Moscato, 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 mm-hmm. so that I can revert all of this traffic to where, to the deal where I get most of my money from. And that's what us as consumers and people who like music, we're starting to suffer. Because we just, some of us just want to hear music. Some of us want to hear good music. Get put in the vibe. And we got it. It's almost like when you on Instagram and you scrolling it and the advertisement come. That's your music now.
True.
So you listening to a music, you listen to a musical song like, damn, what Nicki got to say? And you like, huh, Moscato? Yeah, I know, Nicki, you got some new Moscato coming out, but you ain't in know. And that's where these other, these, a lot of these artists are failing because they're not personable. They're not giving us the life story. They're not telling us things that they're going through. They're not telling us their feelings on political issues or just pop culture and famous and notable stuff, period. Mm-hmm. That part is like, music is really a commercial now. It's advertisement. It's not used as a be-all, end-all. It's used for advertisement. So it's no, I just wanted to say that to say it's no surprise that y'all name the names that y'all name and that y'all explain and feel the way that y'all do about music, because that's all that y'all said. It's like, damn, it don't feel like it's thought-provoking, or it don't feel like it's even thought put into it. Like,
you know, nope.
So that's my spiel, because people don't even really hear my voice. I just be producing. But.
Yeah, y'all seeing with the life lesson out here? Like, let's go. You know? So we wrapping up our conversation on overrated artists. We're going to ask them to tell us maybe three artists y'all feel like people should listen to more.
Right. Put some people
on. Yeah, put me on, because I might have to go listen to Kehlani now. So who y'all think people should listen to?
Janae is one. Janae Aiko.
Okay, I say Janae Aiko. I'm saying it wrong.
I think you're saying it right.
Okay. So I don't know. So are we gonna listen to her? Who else we got?
Childish Gambino.
Okay. All right.
Bridget
Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really underrated.
Bridget. I mean, I gotta write it down. What's her last name?
Bridget Miller.
All right.
From Good Luck Charlie.
That's
way.
Everybody started out on Disney Channel. I think everybody screwed up from Disney Channel.
She didn't screw up.
I'm cricket.
Everybody screwed up from Disney Channel.
Oh,
not they, screwed up.
Zendaya did good.
I mean,
I'm cracking up.
The Golden Child.
But Bella Thorne. Mitchell Musso.
I hope they know all these people.
What's his name?
Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown.
He's cracked out.
He's a different topic. Different. Yeah. Do y'all listen to Lizzo? Lizzo. I just heard about her on the BET Awards. I just came across my computer. So I'm like, y'all listen to her?
No, it was probably just an upcoming artist that they brought to the awards. They did it last year with some guy, Charlie something.
Okay. All right. We have our good friends. And they do so good. So this is Vanessa and Kyle Leaf again. Y'all want to shout out your social media? People can follow y'all? They good. So I want to thank you all for tuning into the Petty Wednesday podcast. Shout out to the youth right here, some adults, and that wraps up our show. Y'all did really good. If a lot, you can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.